All right, good evening. Let's see, who will lead us in the pledge?
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
Ready to begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record show that Leo Hordick is on vacation and not here tonight. All other directors are here. Let's see. And, you know, Steve, I know we went over this before, but the approval of the agenda, I'm not quite clear on the purpose of this part in here.
For a regular meet.
Is that not working?
He could have the one on the end there. We're not using Leo.
That one's not plugged in.
We can pass these down. If Natalie is here, Mike will reach over there.
Maybe just speak closer and see if that works.
Okay. For regular meetings?
Go and talk to someone. It's just very difficult to hear the tank
when
no one's on the
yeah.
I'm sure.
I'll just do it like this.
For regular meetings, the board can modify the agenda. You can add items onto the agenda if there is, under the Brown Act, if one, there's a need for immediate action, and that need arose after the agenda's posted.
Oh, okay.
So you don't see that item on special meeting
agendas
because you can't add anything because you have a 24-hour notice period. For regular meetings, it's 72 hours, but you have the ability to amend the agenda to add anything new. So
right.
It's really just a placeholder in case something comes up that needs to be addressed.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Sorry about the audio. Next item, public comments. Got to be some public comments.
John Lemieux, a few things this evening. Does the CSD plan on attending the countywide plan meeting in Hesperia on Thursday, October 12th?
I wasn't aware that that was the exact date, but I think that's something that we should start discussing because I think it would be smart that we have a representative there to...
Yes, I believe so also. When we had the MAC, those meetings were available and representatives went to them, and some of the representatives came to the MAC meetings, told us what they had in mind from the county, and that way we could plan our community around that also. So I think it's very necessary that at least some or all of you that could attend that meeting would be very beneficial to us bring back a report, please.
Are there some leaders from our community that are working on that currently?
No, I don't know. You might have Susan when she gets up for her report. Maybe she could comment on that.
Okay, thank you.
The other thing is I want to thank the CSD for getting our dump cards to us. I see that I think everybody got them in the mail this week. Mm-hmm. So we start October 1st. So we use those at the dump, I understand. And so we appreciate your efforts on getting that accomplished so quickly.
Yeah. Well, not everybody got it, but we will correct it. If we got the data from the county, and sometimes they didn't have the right mailing address, and so we correct it in our database, and we can make a new card. We have our own machine; we can make our own card right there.
Good. And the last item for now is the community center sign. Just got notification tonight that the Lions Club is in the process of purchasing a digital sign so that they don't have to manually put the letters in there. The sign will be fit within the parameters of the existing structure, and then they're going to pay approximately $2,660.11 for this digital sign, which should also be controlled. Daylight savings time, standard time should automatically roll over and be on at appropriate time. So so if you have any comments on that, you might check the Lions Club.
Yeah,
one other item. See how CSD has jurisdiction at the old fire station. Daryl Sykes, who's the owner of the pizza parlor next door, I was talking to him the other day, and he, out of his own pocket, had the parking lot resurfaced and restriped, and we certainly appreciate that. So if you get a chance to send a little note or letter to him, why save a little money out of our pocket, and we
That's
appreciate
great.
Daryl doing that.
Yes, very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks,
thank you.
John.
Thank you.
You got to come up to the mic and state your name. Him first. Him first, then you. Bob first.
Name is Bob Hedden. I'm a resident of Redwood. I'd like to revisit handicap parking. We talked about that right after you were born. Hopefully, it's time.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Bob. Try to speak into it. See if that. Yeah.
I'd like to revisit handicap parking. I believe it's an important item. We talked about it briefly when you first formed, and so we waited until you got some legal stuff out of the way.
Right.
But I feel it's time to revisit it. It's an important item.
Yeah, it is. So you want that used to be handicap. That used to be a handicap spot over there next to the building, right?
Yeah.
And then the county took it out and said, look, it doesn't conform to the code or something. Or why'd they take it out? Do you know?
Somebody liked to park there, I guess. There was nothing. We had two handicapped spots there.
Okay.
I recommend that we reduce it to one. Put it back. Because that ramp was built for a wheelchair.
Right.
So if we put a handicap parking there that is wheelchair accessible.
Right.
Then we're taking care of why we built the ramp in the first place.
Yeah.
It needs to be moved off the drip line of the roof so that when we have ice.
Yes.
They're not slipping and sliding, you know.
Right.
To get around. That's not the only one. We need to take care of another one or two. So if you have a committee that's going on or whatever, I would like to put my 2 cents in on that.
Okay. I think we should get it. It's not on the agenda tonight, but I think that we should put it on the agenda for the next meeting, and figure out what we're going to do with it. Because I have some questions about it. You know, there's so much to the code. I don't know what the rules are with it yet. So
the code is very specific. Probably if you check, maybe the one at the post office is illegal.
Yeah.
Maybe at the Grizzly because he went through this.
Yeah.
One of those are so maybe legal. The rest of them in town are not.
Yeah, it's really tough up there because don't you have to have less than a 1% grade and you can't, the wheelchair cannot exit into traffic, which of course that alley goes by there, so that makes it difficult. There's some challenges there, I think.
Yeah, but I think we can overcome some of those.
Okay.
Right. Are those the primary criteria that are not being met in those parking spaces that aren't up to par? Or what are the primary issues?
The primary issues, according to the county, was that it didn't meet elevation.
Okay.
Right.
It's too much of a slope.
Okay. Well, right.
Everything in town slopes to the north. I mean, that's
we all live on a hill, yeah.
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 I understand that they will come out and tell you for free what they need from the, you know, somebody in the county.
Oh, who's they?
OSHA or these.
Oh, yeah?
They will come out and tell you what they need because I was looking on the website.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think you can get a free educational visit from the county.
That would be slick.
Yeah, that would.
They're coming out to tell us and they can't build the room.
I wanted to ask Shannon, do you have any background on why it was taken out? Was that when you were...
Well, there's many issues with that area. For one thing, when there's snow or rain, handicap drive.
Right.
You can't park there if someone got out of their car.
I'm gonna turn it up.
Like an ice skating rink.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the county has wanted to move the spots over away from the building. They have a plan to cut out some of that dirt area out in front of the bathroom.
Shannon, would it, I know exactly the ice skating rink that gets formed out there. Would it help if we could repave that area so that water isn't pooling there?
I'm not sure the repaving issue because
okay.
It's coming off the roof.
Okay, it's all
that's
it's
the
all
only the spot where the water can run off the roof is there, and then it comes out.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a challenge. I think it's a challenge, but I think we should address it though. I don't know how to.
Just as an aside, I was manager of this building for 15 years, and we had two parking places out there. I never heard a complaint about it from disabled or anyone else.
Right.
Yes, there are some challenges, but they're overcomable.
Right.
Not a problem.
Okay.
We just have to do it.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. Thanks, Bob. Come on up to the mic, please.
My name is Dee Potter. I'm a member of the Chamber, and I'm also a director in the Lions Club.
Uh-huh.
And I would like to say, on behalf of the community, thank you so much for having the public bathrooms restored to the public on our chili cook-off. That was, a challenge for you, and I know that you're facing a horrible number of obstacles in getting everything to work right and so on and so forth. So thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh. One other issue is the lighting of the Christmas tree.
The lights
on the outside of the building, they're very bad.
On the outside of this building?
Yes.
Okay.
There's no lighting on the handicap ramp.
Right.
And outside on the porch, whatever there is out there does not light the steps. And it's very, very dangerous for a lot of the older members of the community.
Yeah, okay.
We're facing the winter months where it's very, very dark.
Yeah.
And it's waiting for an accident to happen. So if something could be done about the lighting on the outside of the building, like maybe those lights that come on during the day,
right.
And then, do whatever they do in the day and then come on automatically at night and go off again in the morning, that would be extremely helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
No.
Hey, my name is Frank Goldstein.
Oh, put the mic up a little.
The mic up.
Thanks.
That's better.
Yeah, we don't have the audio completely dialed tonight. Just try to speak into it as close as you can.
Okay, then.
There you go.
You good? Yeah. Okay, my name is Glenn Goldstein, and two things. First, when the cards came in, they fell to the bottom of the envelope. There's a whole number of these. I imagine it's got to be how many thousand that were sent out?
Almost 3,000.
Almost 3,000.
Yeah.
So it's probable that very few of these didn't make their targeted mark, which is whoever has the envelope with the card inside, but the card is pulled out and you see the card. I almost threw it away because the card wasn't attached and it was just kind of hiding in the corner of the envelope. Now, let's say it's 1 in 100 people that react like that and notice the letter. There's a way around that in that there's little stickers, little sticky things that they use in envelopes to attach things to
yeah.
paper.
Yeah.
I think that it would be wise. There's different stickiness levels, some that are hard to peel off, some that are easy. but it might be good to put one of those on each one so when you pull it out, it's attached to the letter so that no one kind of loses it.
I see, yeah. Well, we barely got them out at all.
I'm just saying that there should be blame. There's potential for improvement the next time around.
Oh, there are so many things to improve.
We have a lot of things. That's on the list now.
Right.
So, there's that, and I have thought about the lighting out here from the background stuff. And it might be architecturally good, but also good for the lighting, the way that it shows. You can get LED barn lighting so that it comes out and then down, and that has a better spray of lighting back and forth. So barn lighting might be logical around the edge rather than something brash. It's also downlighting, and we do have ordinance for the county saying that we're not supposed to throw light everywhere. And that is done at the library and one or two other places, but it's better if it's projected down.
I think it could be done with some taste, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There must be more complaints about the dump cart.
Good evening. Susan Drake from County Supervisor Lovinger's office. I just want to let everybody know there are some upcoming meetings in October for the community plan, if any of you attended those planning meetings, or you can look at them, all the information online at countywideplan.com, and give comments there as well. The meetings themselves will be open houses. It won't be, so you'll be able to go and look at your plan map and any changes and discuss it with county staff, or you can just go online and look at that same information if you prefer to do that and not travel. Also, there have been a couple of mountain lion attacks on large animals in between Oak Hills and Phelan. Mm-hmm. And the community is very concerned about how to react to those attacks and how to protect. So we help them get California Wildlife Department to come and do a community meeting. It's next week on the 11th. I left some flyers in the back for anybody who's interested. It's in Phelan at the Oasis Middle School. But you can pick up a flyer in the back, or you can call our office for information on that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I don't. Do you want to ask maybe if agency reports want to come and speak? I don't see it on the agenda.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any agencies here tonight that would like to make reports? I don't see it on the agenda, so maybe right now would be a good time. Sheriff's office.
Yeah, I'll remember that for next time. Yes, good. Yeah, thank you.
You just hold it too if you want.
Good evening. I'm Sergeant Robert Picari, and I'm with a few in station. In the community of Brightwood last month, there were a total of 87 calls for service with 12 reports that were taken, and there was one arrest for the community of Brightwood. And in the community of West Cajon Valley, there were a total of 20 calls for service with 5 reports taken and also one arrest.
Okay.
Nothing significant to report. Good. Although with the colder weather starting to approach, those of you who like to warm up your cars in the driveway and let them thaw out, be very cognizant that there's other people that are roaming around the neighborhood looking for cars that are warming up with the keys in them, because it's a lot easier to drive down the hill when the car is warmed up.
It's a lot more comfortable. Yeah.
Just be very mindful of that vehicle theft. As soon as the cold weather approaches, go through the roof, because people simply drive around looking for something better than what they're driving.
Okay.
And warming up in the driveway.
Right.
Have there been any developments, or I haven't heard anything about the graffiti in town that you spoke about the last time?
Yes, half of your reports that were taken last month, there were 12 reports taken. 6 of those were for the graffiti and or for the vandalism. And we did have one investigative lead that went cold. We had somebody who had a video camera or a surveillance system that was pointed in the immediate area of where there was some vandalism, and they weren't able to get anything from the video.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, did you have a question?
Yes. The question is, can you account for the large number of calls versus the small number of reports that were taken?
That's going to depend on what the calls are serviced for. If we respond, let's say, for instance, 11 of your calls for service, can you hear me all right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
11 of your calls for service were for burglar alarms. We don't take reports for burglar alarms. There were 8 calls for service for area checks, and we're not going to take a report for just an area check. Somebody says they saw somebody walking in the area and they don't think they should be walking around in the area. That can simply be an area check. You saw a vehicle drive down your street and you've never seen that vehicle before, so you were inclined to call the police and we came up and did an area check. That's not going to generate a report. Reports were taken for, give you an example. There were six reports taken for vandalism, one for an adult protective service follow-up, one for a child protective service follow-up, things of that nature. Yes?
Follow-up on, you said there were 6 burglar alarm calls?
There were actually.
Were they from the same location?
I have no idea. I don't have that information.
Because in my office in Ontario, if there is a false alarm, I get a ticket for it, or I get the charge for it.
And that is something that the city, you said Ontario?
Yes.
That is something that the city of Ontario will provide with the law enforcement. When I worked for the contract city of Apple Valley, that after the 3rd false alarm within a year, and when you get a call for service, you'll see how many false alarms you've had. Then after the 3rd one, then you'll get a text. Mm-hmm. And that's provided by the city. I would expect that Apple Valley, Hesperia, and Victorville will all run on the same sequence.
So the county doesn't have that?
No.
Ordinance.
No. Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
If you're saying that there were so many write-ups for 80 some odd calls, that doesn't mean that you're not responding. Is that correct?
No, the 87 are the calls for service that we responded for in the community of Wrightwood.
I see. So that means that someone calls and you come.
And we come. Remember, if you call for an area check and you don't ask for deputy contact, either by phone or in person, then you're likely of getting one. It's not that we didn't come. If you didn't ask for deputy contact, you just wanted us to drive through the area and see if we can find this person, then they're not going to make contact with you. Mm-hmm. Some people want to remain anonymous. Okay? If you want to be contacted, put in there that you want to either be contacted by phone or in person.
That's good information.
That's
thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Is there any other agency reports tonight?
Okay, we're going to move on to a discussion of possible action regarding open board position appointment. We have 4 candidates, Monica, Joe, Chuck, and Alex. Is everybody here? Monica, are you here? Yep, okay, Joe. All right, Alex is here, of course. Chuck is here, okay. So what we'd like to do is ask that the other candidates leave for a minute while we do this. Now you don't have to. You don't have to leave, but we would ask this favor. So if that's okay, we'd like to interview Monica first, and the other candidates could step outside, please.
Who would like to type it up? Anybody want to come and do the notes?
Lynn?
Somebody might look in my direction.
Is she running out?
No, she's walking around.
Is she running away?
She's recorded, right?
You can't hear or something like this.
All right. Okay.
Thank you, Lynn.
Monica,
hi.
Thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Wes, do you want to start with any questions?
You guys go ahead.
Well, can you just start with explaining why you would like to be on the board and why you think that you're the right fit for this position?
Yes. I would love to be on the board because I really do believe in the CSD, and I've believed in it from the beginning. I think that this...
We can't hear you back here.
Maybe I'll just...
Does that help?
Yes.
Hi.
I'll do this.
Is this better? You can take a seat, too, if you need to.
Okay, so, hi, everybody. I would like to be on the board of the CSD because I believe in it, and I feel like the CSD has the potential to do a lot for our town. It already has. I mean, if you guys have been to the meetings, and I recognize a lot of people that have, it's done so much already as far as just the bathrooms, the dump cards, taking over issues that have been neglected by the county San Bernardino for so long. I'm really passionate about the idea of creating a better parks and recreation for our town, and I feel like it would help the community in general. The shops need more people to stay up in the town, and as of right now, every mom I know takes their kid to activities at other parks and recs off the hill. I know senior citizens that go off the hill for activities, and if we can have those activities here, we have the space for it, we have the ability, and now with the CSD, we have the ability to create these programs. We can keep people from leaving the hill, and I think overall it would be a better experience for our whole town.
I definitely agree with you. Those are many things that I'm passionate about as well. Thank you.
Can I answer the question?
Any questions, Michelle?
I guess, how would you distinguish yourself from the other board members, or what do you feel makes you unique or that you would bring that others might not?
I do feel like I actually practiced for the first one, too. I'm sorry. I think my passion for wanting to create some stuff for the children and the seniors. I know that you guys, everybody here has a passion for something. I do know that matters.
Well, you know, I noticed you sent a note over about the swing.
Oh, yes, I did send that
to
Al about the swing.
Yeah, yeah. Since Al's out of town, I'm copied on those emails.
Oh, yeah, I didn't bring it up here only because I figured Al already knew about it. He would handle it.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know if you guys heard what happened.
I did.
Okay. So I found out about it later, but after I sent the email. Apparently, the toddler swing at the park had to be cut off to get an older child out of it.
A non-toddler.
Yeah, a non-toddler.
A 10-year-old.
But all the toddlers are very bummed. They all show up running up at the park.
It's just like in cut chains.
And their faces... And I think I may have sent a picture of my kid's face like that. Tess, do you have any questions?
I really don't. I don't have any questions because I've talked to Monica before.
Okay. Sorry, I have a question about your time. Do you feel that you have the time to put into, I know it's just a monthly board meeting right now, but if there were special meetings come up and we, you know, took on specific projects and needed to form committees and things like that, do you feel that you have the time to dedicate to that?
I am very lucky. I do a lot of different things, but I only work as a pediatric nurse one day a week. And then I have an amazing family support. My parents actually moved and followed us here and live in Phelan, and they babysit quite often and help me out. And so I do feel like I have the ability to create time when I need to for things.
Great.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
I don't have
any. Do you have any more questions?
I don't, no.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Monica.
Thanks,
we really appreciate it.
Can
if
you
don't mind stepping out, we could invite
you. Can you bring Joe in? We'll just do them in order.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
A round of applause. So when we interviewed Al and them, we asked the same question.
Yeah.
To
no.
try to keep it fair?
No,
we
I think,
try
no
to?
It's not that. I mean,
I would like to hear the same thing just from the rest of the book.
Okay.
But if you feel a little hard to ask something else, then.
Hello.
This is the hot seat here?
That is the hot
That's
seat.
The hot mic.
The hot mic. Yeah. Hi, Joe.
Hi. What would you like to know about me?
Why do you want to do this crazy thing?
That's a good question. I mean, the simple answer is I've been at Wrightwood resident since about 05 when kids went to Wrightwood Elementary.
Can you speak more? I'm sorry, the audio is not the greatest. Speak. Is
it?
Yeah. There you go.
Voice.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Really, the reason is just to give back to the community. I've been a Wrightwood resident since 05.
Mm-hmm.
My kids went to Wrightwood Elementary, and then they went on to Heritage. They're college age now. One of them is still with me up here in Wrightwood. And I still work in L.A. full-time. I'm a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
My specialty is construction law. I have an architectural background, so that's why I wound up in construction law. And I thought I'm sort of phasing out my full-time employment in L.A., as it were, trying to spend more time up here working, you know, Fridays and possibly Mondays from home. So I have a little more time. And I really just, because this position became available, I thought, well, you know, I've got some skills, some background that the board and the community could use. It really, that's the basis of it. I mean, I don't have an agenda about things that I definitely want to have accomplished or, you know, anything like that. I want to be in a support role. I can work with Steve, the attorney here. I met him once, and then I was here at one of the meetings. I see that he's very knowledgeable about public entity law. I have some experience with that, but obviously I'm not an expert. Anyway, it really is, you know, since we have this sort of small government that is developing here, and I know that the powers and the authority are somewhat limited, still, I think this is an opportunity to have an exchange with the folks and, you know, to try to make things a little bit better incrementally.
Yeah.
And then even where we don't have authority or the board doesn't have authority to do things, it would seem to me that this could be a forum to at least discuss some bigger ideas and sort of float them and discuss them and see whether they can be moved forward, you know, in a different forum. I mean, as I understand it, the CSD board is, you know, somewhat limited in terms of dollars and scope and authority.
It is, so, yeah. I mean, it's fairly, you know, just meat and potatoes, right? I mean, what do you mean by you would move, you would have some other ideas that you would discuss that we wouldn't have power over?
Well, things like, just in general, in terms of how to make the community better, bigger ideas that we could sort of as a group discuss. And with since it's more local now as opposed to county, it would seem to me that there's a better opportunity for that kind of an exchange, as opposed to the way it was before, where, you know, obviously the county people that were involved, you know, had other issues as well, and, you know, we were just one of them. Whereas for us, this is it. You know, this is the focus. I mean, we're a small town, but it's a nice community, and I think there's an opportunity to make it better. And again, I'm just willing to pitch in and give a hand without really making a, you know, sort of a big fuss about it one way or the other.
Yeah.
I think the one thing is this is not a political position in any way, and we have a diverse community, and I think it's important that, you know, the CSD and the folks here, you know, take that into account and, you know, treat everyone the same. There's going to be different opinions expressed, but that's fine. That's the way it's supposed to work.
Mm-hmm. You have any questions?
I was just going to ask the same question I asked Monica as far as the time. So do you feel that you have the time to dedicate to, I know right now it's a monthly board meeting, but if we had to call special meetings and form committees and things like that, do you feel that you would have the time to do that?
Generally, yes. I don't have to punch a time clock. I can make my own hours. You know, just like if I have to go to court, I have to go.
Yeah.
So generally speaking, yes. Once in a while, if I've got, you know, something going on, whether it's a trial or something like that, I have some limits. But as I said, I'm trying to sort of wean myself away from the practice in L.A. And so in the future, I'm hoping to have more time as opposed to less.
That's great. Okay, thank you.
Michelle, do you want to...
The question that I asked Monica was, what do you think makes you unique? And I think you actually covered that when with your response to Wes. When you're, if you think you haven't covered it, go ahead and answer it. But I think you might have covered it when you talked about your skills.
That's it. I'm just a regular person that happens to be a lawyer that, you know, is offering my background training and experience to the extent that you all in the community want to use it. I'm here to listen and assist more than I am in, you know, trying to get on a soapbox and try to tell people what to do. That's basically it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Chuck is next. If you don't mind, Joe, ask him. Right.
Okay.
And we all have to break the same way or else.
Or else we don't get more.
Right.
Money. Yeah.
Right. We really do because the deadline is the 15th.
Yeah.
So unless we want to have another special board meeting.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll come back to that when we're done.
Hi, Chuck. Hello. Hi, thank you for coming.
What can I do for you?
Yes, the first question that we just asked everyone is, why do you want to serve on the CSD board? And what special qualifications do you have to offer the board?
Well, I got out of the mental hospital, so I decided to come and serve here. As you all know, I ran in the election back on the 7th, and I've been interested in being part of the community. I've worked with CERT for 6 years since I first got up here. We've done a lot of community aspect of that. And I believe that I might have a different perspective than the existing board right now, and I think it's always good to have different ideas and different perspectives in making decisions, and I think I could be of an asset that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, you ran, but were you for the CSD? Did you vote for the CSD?
Initially, no, I was not for the CSD. I didn't see the value at that time. After being at all the meetings for the last 3 months, I see where it can be a benefit, and it has been a benefit. We've addressed some issues. We have a lot more issues to address. But no, initially, I was not for it. I came out publicly when we had the meeting here as far as introducing the candidates, and I said that at that time.
Mm-hmm.
There was also a nice piece put out on me about voting no, which was interesting in itself. But overall, you know, it passed. It's the will of the people, and I think we have some excellent people on the board, and I think all four candidates are excellent people. And I think as long as we go for the benefit of the community, then it should be a positive for us.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You addressed my question. So
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you.
I don't have any other questions. Let you do that.
I ask everyone about the time that they have, but I see that you put in a lot of time. I've seen you at every meeting that we've had so far.
That's right.
Putting the time in, you know, as an attendant. So I appreciate
I'm also
that.
Retired. I also have no children, and that's where the different perspective may come from. I've been married for 35 years, so she's stuck with me, and I basically have the time that I need to address any of the special meetings or normal meetings.
Yeah, okay.
That's
Thank
good.
You
Thank,
very
you, Chuck.
Much.
Thank you,
Chuck.
Thank you, Chuck.
Well, you said then Alex, Chuck.
Alex.
Probably
is it cold out there?
I'm glad I bought my big coat. I figured
you'd
me out.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for coming. So the first question I was asking everyone is, why do you want to serve on the CSD board, and what do you feel that you have to offer to the board and the community?
Well, I have a history of service in general. You've probably seen from my resume. I have run a couple of nonprofits. I've always been involved in community endeavors. I've been involved here with multiple things. I'm, very invested in Wrightwood. My children grew up here. I have homes here. I have a couple of rental properties here. So I'm very interested in the community and the good of the community.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? What would you say makes you unique or distinct from our other candidates?
Well, I've been here since the beginning. I've been to every meeting except when I was on vacation. So I think I have a good grasp of all the issues that are facing the CSD. I have a lot of energy, and I get stuff done. I'm very organized. Some might say a bit bossy. But I do get things done, and I make my list, check it twice, and here it goes. So I feel I can contribute in actually getting things organized.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. It's a good way to be.
And one of the questions that the board's always asked is, do you have the time? But I think you've answered that.
I did. I was living at a nonprofit, Chemo Wife Corner, which has just closed because we weren't really. It was too much work for the money we were raising. My children have both just left home. My daughter's at UCSD, and my son is at ballet school. We've just downsized to a much smaller house. I literally moved in 2 days ago. It's fantastic. I don't have to clean, cook, and all of that for all these people anymore.
No more jazz. No more jazz.
The people who rented our house are going to do the concert if she wants to hold it at her house. So I've got myself ready. I've got some time. And, I'm ready, willing, and able.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alex.
Nice.
Okay. Well, we got four candidates.
John, did you? Oh, did you want to get it?
Can we have some have public comments on the candidates?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. Personally, I would just like to speak about Alex Peterson. My wife and I have lived here for over 30 years in Wrightwood. We've known Alex and her family for 20 of those years, and I find her extremely trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, and clever.
It sounds familiar.
And all kidding aside, she is all of those things because I know her. We know her personally, and we've known her for all this time. The last couple of meetings that the MAC held here, she was on the staff of the MAC. And as soon as Wes, the chairman of the board here, asked for somebody to be secretary for the CSD, Alex was the first one to raise her hand and say, "I'll do that."
Yeah.
So that's the kind of person she is. When she says she's going to do something, she gets it done. Okay, I think that's all the comments that I have. I think she would be very, very good candidate for the board of CSD.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Hank Hallmark, I was not going to address the board for any of the candidates, and I'm still not going to address the board for any particular candidate. I just want to remind the board that this is not a popularity contest. This is a contest for you to select the person who you feel is most qualified and will make that greatest contribution to the operation of the CSD and for the betterment of the community.
Thank you, Hank.
This is Glenn Goldstein once again. I'd like to second what Hank said, and that's really unusual.
Oh, good comment. I think that it's up to you rather than if we were voting on it as a town, we'd all have opinions and so forth, but this was specifically for you to ask questions and to find out, because otherwise the candidates could have had people spotting, coming up here specially and so forth. It's up to you.
Thank
right.
you.
Thank you. All right, so.
Randy?
I'd just like to say, since we've had Chuck on our board, he's been very helpful.
And one can you speak directly? I'm sorry.
And one thing he didn't mention that he should have is he's got a lot of experience dealing with the county issues and his past jobs with financials and managing the stuff. So mm-hmm. that's something you need.
Okay.
He's got that.
Okay. Thank you. Well, they're all good candidates. That's the problem. We have till the 15th, right? So we have to either select somebody tonight, or we have to have another special meeting.
So I was absent for the general manager process, so I don't know how you approach this.
We're doing it just exactly how we have to just have a discussion and in front of everybody, and it seems weird, but we just have to.
Yeah. Did you address each candidate individually, or did you have each board member speak to all the candidates?
What we did is we got first impressions, and then we tried to whittle it down. It was a little bit simpler then. It was just two people, really, that we had to decide for the general manager. And both were really qualified. It could have gone either way, and it would have been fine. And this is the same problem here. I mean, I personally lean towards Alex because she's been here so much, and she is organized, and she did volunteer for the position. She's here a lot, and that matters. She participates.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what you guys think.
I agree with you on that, but I also think that Chuck and Monica have been participating in this process for a long time. And,
that's true.
I do appreciate everything that Alex has done, and I think she has helped out tremendously, but I don't want to say that, that Chuck and Monica have helped out less or anything, because
yeah,
I know
true.
They've been very involved as much as they can be.
Well, I feel like we're really fortunate in the fact that I don't think we can lose. I think we got four great candidates. Everybody brings something different, and that's really interesting to look at. I'm inspired by Monica's vision of Parks and Rec. I'm impressed with Joe's skills that he would bring. Alex has, as Wes already said, the volunteering that she has done from the beginning, and that she was about to be joining the MAC board right before it was dissolved, although I know she didn't address that tonight. And I come to Chuck, who has many experiences as well, what Randy said about, experiences with the county and such. But I come back to who was on the original ballot.
Yeah.
And that leaves me with Chuck, because Chuck was the next highest vote getter. He has been at all of our meetings, save, I think, one, or at least everyone I've been at. And I think he'd make a great candidate. I think they would all make great candidates.
I agree.
So I go back to, I also think that there is real value in the fact that Chuck has had a difference of opinion. And I think there's real value in a board on having different viewpoints, because then some of the issues that may come up later in the, down the road get addressed. Now, I have no idea what Joe's viewpoints are. I don't know Joe. I don't know how Monica would come down on issues, or even Alex, really. Mm-hmm. So I can't really speak to anything. I just know the beginning that Chuck was not aligned with the CSC in the beginning, and he spoke to his maybe different.
Well, and I think that matters. He wasn't for the CSC in the beginning, and but it isn't. They're not lofty issues. They're just logistical. You know, how do we take care of the bathrooms?
They have been absolutely.
You know, how do we get the revenue from the county? How do we deal with that? How do we get out the dump carts? All things like that.
Yes, agreed.
And it'll probably be a year before we think of anything else except for facilities, how to organize, where's our money, county.
Yes.
Things like that, right?
And that's a good point. And my dominant one for going back to Chuck is that the original ballot and the original votes cast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also had that thought, and I've been thinking about that a lot, is, you know, who ran for it originally and who was on the ballot. I've been thinking, just sharing those same thoughts as you. But having said that about, you know, right now we are dealing with things, getting things in order and whatnot, but we have the opportunity to create things in the future, and I would hope that, you know, we do create things in the future and we don't just continue status quo and just take care of the bathrooms and make sure that the building's clean and whatnot. I feel like there is a larger vision that, you know, we as a board need to visit in the future, and I, you know, would lean towards someone who would want to, you know, have the energy or would want to make those things happen and not just be concerned about.
Well, who would that be then?
A few people. I mean,
yeah, sounds like a couple.
That's a hard
more
one.
More than one. Yeah.
You know, I want to say that I would really appreciate Leo being part of this, but I don't know when Leo's going to be back. I know that
I think
you guys
back.
Probably don't want a special
he's
meeting.
He's back on the 5th or something. Yeah, he's back.
He's back on the 5th, and we have to decide by
15th.
So I think there is time for a special meeting. I, you know, don't want to have more special meetings, but I do value Leo's opinion. And
let's not be. I mean, it could be the same discussion. If you want to wait for Leo, I'm with you, but we do have to make a decision.
So Steve, if we vote tonight, and we don't agree, because it's all or nothing tonight, correct? Because
right.
There's a quorum of us here. There's only
right.
a quorum.
Right.
If by all or nothing you mean that you have to have unanimous vote by all the board, that's correct.
Okay.
It needs to be a 3 affirmative votes.
Right.
And so either you could take a vote tonight. If you don't have all 3 votes, then you can continue to vote on it either tonight, or you can schedule a special meeting when Director Hordak may be available. But the decision would need to be made and conveyed to the registrar's office within 60 days after the vacancy, which was August 15th.
Right. And and I should stress that I don't think that we would blow that date, right? But if we did, it would force an election. It would be very bad and expensive.
Oh, yeah, we absolutely don't want
to. Well, just be clear, it would not necessarily force an election. It would then go to the county board of supervisors.
I see.
Who could then do the vote, or make,
make
the appointment.
Maybe they were just trying to scare me.
And then if the county board of supervisors doesn't make the appointment within the 90-day frame, then there would be a special.
I see. Okay.
90 days after that, or 90 days including the first?
90 days
They didn't explain all that.
90 days from the date of the vacancy.
Yeah.
And keeping in mind that this position, even though it's Director Carroll held a 4-year slot, because the vacancy occurred during the first half of her term, then the person appointed would hold the office until your next general district election, which is, you know, roughly 2 years. And then that person that would be elected would hold it for the remainder of Director Carroll's term. So it would be another 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it would work.
Yeah. Do you have a comment, Hank?
Yes, I do. I asked you guys, when you were voting on the general manager, well, there were three of you here, to put it off because Leo wasn't here at the time. You said it had to be decided, and in my opinion, the general manager is more important than filling the fourth slot, the fifth slot. So I would ask you, what's the difference in you voting tonight to make a selection for one of five of you whenever you only made a choice for one of two with three of you present?
The deadline of the 15th, that's the important part. I thought we covered that. So
I'd like to make one comment about the election. I did not go to for the election for the Wrightwood CSD because I went for the MAC. I didn't know the MAC was going to be disbanded instantly, or otherwise I would have run for the Wrightwood CSD.
Oh, okay.
But I understood that they would run concurrently for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to make that, have that notice.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, if you guys want to have a special meeting and put this off, it's fine with me.
No, I think we need to at least see if we can come to. I think we need to see if we can come to agreement tonight. If we can't, then it makes sense to include Leo.
Okay.
But otherwise, I think we need to at least give it a shot tonight.
Okay.
In my humble opinion, I think you should wait for Leo. Say he's going to be back the 5th. You have 10 more days after that.
Yeah.
You can certainly come to it by then.
Yeah.
The more ideas you have on this, the better. On any book, on any subject.
Right. Well, I think, I guess for me, the reality is that if we all agree tonight, then
I think I'm going to shut down the public comments for now, okay, Glenn? I'm sorry, but we could do this all night.
So I guess my reasoning regarding Leo is that if we were able to come to an agreement tonight, then that's three people.
Right.
Right. If we can't, then we need a fourth person to be able to get that three-person quorum to come to, to find the vote.
Right.
But if we actually agree tonight, then I'm not sure what another meeting would change.
Okay.
I don't know if that's right. That's just how it's occurring for me right now.
Well, I hear that. I mean, I hear a lot of good things about Chuck, and I'm actually okay with it. I'm actually fine. You know, that was my only knock on it was, oh, he didn't vote for the CSD, but it doesn't mean he can't change his mind. And so I'm actually okay with that. I think he would be good for the board. I'm torn. You know, it's. I think Alex would be great also, but we have to whittle it down. I'm not sure if Leo being here would change any of that. But what is your? Well, I don't know why I'm always looking at you first.
I guess on your right. I mean,
do you have it whittled down? Like,
yeah, I do. I think it's for me. It's between Chuck and Alex. It is.
Michelle, is that your...
That's who it is for me. Alex, because she stepped up so early in the process, and not just with the secretarial duties, but with cleaning bathrooms and all of it, and that she had already worked to be appointed to the MAC. And Chuck with the, we've been introduced to Chuck since the election and the skills and things that he brings and the fact that he ran and had the support of our voters that he had.
I do appreciate how organized Alex is. I do like that. I mean, she made a joke out of it, but I do appreciate that. It is nice that, nice to have that organization, from somebody on the board.
I agree with that. Her organization skills are great. I don't have first-hand experience of Chuck, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. He looks organized. Well, let's see. So it's between Chuck and Alex. Chuck and Alex. They both bring... We can find another one. We can find another one.
No.
That's true, but that is not a determining factor for me, because I don't want that to keep you from, being...
Yeah. I mean, it really is a toss-up for me. I mean, we have to decide. We can't have six people on the board, right? Okay. So are we all in agreement that it's between Chuck and Alex, at least?
For me, it's all four. I know that's a bad thing to say, but I really appreciate, what all four candidates had to offer.
Yeah.
And it's hard for me because I share the vision with Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Far as Parks and Recreation, I know we talked a lot about that during the formation process, and it's hard for me because I know I want to see those type of things happen, and I know that she does too, and that's where I lean there for Monica, but I see, that probably not going to win on that one, so I just want to say thank you, Monica. I really appreciate it, and Mr. Is it Seste?
Yeah.
And, you have so much to offer that I think, I can learn so much from you myself, and that's why that's hard for me, too. So
I agree. If this was a ballot, I would vote for all four of you. Seriously, I think you're all qualified, and I could argue all of you.
Yes.
It's just very difficult to find that the criteria to distinguish between.
Yeah, so having said that, I'm divided between all four, so I make that point very clear, and I am sorry, but I realize that you are leaning towards Chuck and Alex, which...
So how did you come to... How do you whittle it down?
With Alex, I see that I too was on the MAC board, and I too thought that the MAC board was going to run for, a concurrent time at the CSD, so I know that Alex put in time to, dedicate herself to become on the MAC board, and I know that if she knew that she would have ran for the CSD, so I'm confident in that, and I know she's been very involved since the beginning, so appreciate that very much. And Chuck,
He's here.
He's been here the whole time, and I appreciate your, opposing viewpoints, and
What opposing viewpoints did he?
Because Chuck was very throughout the campaigning. Chuck wanted to make sure that he was all about the fiscal responsibility, and more with the heart of it, like, oh, I want this for my kids, and I want to do things for Parks and Recs, and Chuck, I don't think Chuck really had that type of vision, but like Michelle said, that I think that it's beneficial that not all of us are like, oh, yay, Parks and Recs, because there's different types of responsibilities that Chuck would take very
well,
good care of.
Well, I think for the first, at least for the first year, these next couple years, the fiscal part of it's going to be huge. I mean, that is a really big deal. That we really maintain that we really look after it, because it's not. I mean, you have to be very responsible, or it could just slip away.
Does that lead you toward one candidate more than the other?
Chuck maybe has more. It's a little bit more attractive on that from what he says, but I don't doubt that Alex wouldn't be fiscally responsible. I don't know. Would you be, Alex? Yeah, I mean, we do have to be, at least for the first couple of years, we have to be pretty conservative, I think. Because we don't know the financial flow yet. We're getting a better idea.
Mm-hmm.
We've worked some things out that really are going to be great. But we can't just get too happy about it and start, spending money on everything we get. We have to keep a low profile for a while.
That's true. That was my point. I get excited about all the things that we could do, and that's my vision. But also, we have money to save and things to arrange, and that's where I think, Chuck would really be helpful on that.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about
the question.
Well, this is very difficult.
No,
Well, I would like to vote for Chuck then, given that. I mean, I'm torn between Chuck and Alex, obviously. But I think Chuck might be a better fit for the next couple years. That's just my opinion.
So we need a motion and a second for this, or how does this...
Well, first of all, I'd like to see if you guys agree. I mean, there's no use voting if it's not going to work out.
Well, to answer that question, and that may help frame how you move forward, there's two ways that you can do it. One is a motion and a second, your typical spin motion, and you can vote on it. Another way that sometimes occurs is nomination. Mm-hmm. And nomination does not require a second, so someone can nominate one of the candidates, and then that puts that person into the pool. Someone else can nominate another person. And then there would be a motion to close nominations. And then once nominations are closed, then the president would say, okay, who's in favor of A? And then you have a vote. Who's in favor of B? And there's a vote. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, you have to reach a unanimous decision.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or it doesn't have to be tonight, but it would have to be, looking at the calendar, it would have to be by October 13th, which is a Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see. Yeah, you're right.
There was 31 days in August, so it actually, the vacancy occurred on August 15th, so the 60 days expires on October 14th, which is a Saturday. So
I see. Okay.
So you're looking at a special meeting if that was the way the board wanted to go.
Yeah. I don't think we should force it, okay? I mean, I like to make a decision and go.
Let's vote and see where we are. And
well, I nominate Chuck Franklin then. I mean, so if I nominate Chuck.
Did you say, are there any other nominations?
Are there any other nominations? I'm just repeating.
If not, can you entertain a motion to close nominations?
Okay. Do I actually say that? Say it that way. I entertain a vote to close.
I'll entertain a motion to close nominations.
I'll entertain a motion to close a nomination. And then somebody has to close it.
Second it. Somebody needs to second it.
I said so motion.
Okay. And so the nomination carries. It's.
Was there a second?
No.
Was there a second to the motion?
There's no second yet. Natalie, are you seconding it? Or is Wes? Somebody has to second it.
I'll second the motion.
Okay.
And now you have a vote on the motion to close nomination.
Okay. Do I have a vote on the motion to close
the nomination? No, you say all in favor.
All in favor of closing the nomination?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Okay. So then you would, I think for the record, there would be a vote on appointing Mr. Franklin onto the board.
I just lost you.
So we don't actually need to vote on him since there were no other nominations.
You've already closed the nomination, so now for the record, you have to vote on Mr. Franklin's appointment to the board.
Okay,
all right. And so I make a motion for that?
No, I think you could just, because nomination is
closed. Okay, all right. So do I have a vote to...
No, just all in favor.
Of Mr. Franklin being appointed to the board, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, the ayes have it.
Did you vote?
Yes.
Does he join us now?
Yes, I've prepared the oath of office. He has to take the oath of office. I've prepared that. I don't know who wants to...
Susan,
administer.
She can. Susan, before you leave...
Could you please administer the oath of office to Chuck? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You're here? I think so. Well,
I think any of us could do it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Take it away, Natalie.
Why don't you do it, Natalie?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you,
sorry. No, it's good. No.
Where do you want that? We can stand right here.
Right after this, okay?
I can just run off. All right. Raise your right hand. I, Chuck Franklin.
I, Chuck Franklin.
Do solemnly swear and affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution.
Yes.
You might want to slow down.
Okay. Do solemnly swear and affirm that I support and defend.
Yes.
The Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California.
Yes.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Yes.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California.
I do.
That I will take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
I do.
And I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
I will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We got a chair for you right there.
Thank you, Natalie.
Did you memorize it?
No. You did, but you fast.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I apologize.
No, that's all right.
I was reading it too quickly.
Break it down.
I, Chuck Franklin.
I, Chuck Franklin.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support and defend the Constitution.
That I will support and defend the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the Constitution.
And allegiance to the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully.
And that I well and faithfully.
Discharge the duties upon.
Discharge the duties upon.
Which I am about to enter.
Which I am about to enter.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Can we just take a 5-minute break here? 5 minutes bathroom break.
Some water.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, item 6, discussion of possible action regarding the Christmas Tree Fund Committee proposal. And I'm hoping Michelle is here.
Michelle is on.
Oh, okay, okay.
But I am Debbie Ricciuto,
okay.
And I am a 50-year resident of Wrightwood.
Wow.
And I am on the committee with Michelle and our fellow member, Sandy. And our purpose was to collect enough donations to have our local community Christmas tree professionally decorated this year. In years past, we've had volunteers that have done the best job that they know how, but just think about decorating your own home Christmas tree. It's quite hard. So we have raised all the donations that we needed to have the tree done.
Fantastic.
We have hired, the best response from not only our businesses in town, but also local people. This is something that the community really obviously wanted to do because we collected the money in plenty of time to have it. We have hired the Christmas Kings out of the Riverside area. They were the closest we could find to having local people do it for us. And the community tree we are talking about is located in the Veterans Memorial Park. Unfortunately, the power for the park comes from the community building.
Right.
So our questions to the CSD tonight, and thank you very much for putting us on your agenda. I realize how busy you are. We have had a contractor look at the breakers that are dedicated to the Veterans Park, and there are two breakers that are both 20-amp breakers in there. One is dedicated to under the outlet is underneath the tree itself, and one is at a pole that is at the front of the park.
Yeah.
Has Mr. Morissette had a chance to look at the power situation? I know we had emailed, you had emailed with Michelle about having him look at that, and that's one of our questions. Has he had the time to do that?
Well,
and are we, our contractor had looked at it, and they are labeled as dedicated to the Veterans Park.
Yeah.
And at the time we checked, the all plugs had power to them. So we just want to make sure that, that he agrees with the power situation that we have seen.
Yeah, I think so. My question about it is how much power is going to be drawn off there, because
okay.
It's probably not going to be insignificant.
Well, yes, actually it is. We have had the Christmas Kings, who do this all the time for their living, do a power estimation for us, a cost calculator, which was quite different from the one that you had figured that you had sent us in an email.
Well, I had some assumptions in there. I just didn't know how much the tree was going to draw.
I have copies of not only the one that they emailed us, but two I have done online with energy calculators.
Okay.
That basically the highest cost I got was $36 a month per month. We're going to have the tree lit for 45 days, but only 6 hours a night. It will be on a timer, so it will go on and off in those 6 hours. The Christmas Kings actually calculated it out to $27 a month, and then another 15 days. Because it will be on from the 24th of November, which is the Friday of Shop at Home weekend, until the 7th of January.
Okay.
So I do have three different cost estimates that I would like to present to you guys.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Again, we're going by what the Christmas Kings have told us, and the calculations that I use from internet resources.
Do they need two plugs for the power, or that they're just in two different places?
No, we only need the one underneath the Christmas tree.
I gotcha, okay.
So that's the only one we are going to use.
All right.
But we did see that there were two 20-amp breakers.
I see.
Now, the night of the lighting, we will probably be using a PA system out of that other plug, but just for an hour or so.
Yeah, that's not that
bad. Yeah. But so the energy cost doesn't seem to be that significant. I know you guys are really, we were going to request that you donate the power to us for the community project, but understandably, I know we're just getting going here, so we are more than willing to pay our cost of it, but I don't quite agree with the energy cost.
Well, I mean, I will say that the assumption was, what the initial email said, we need two or three 20-amp.
That's what
I'm going. I thought that sounds like a lot of power.
Two, but we also do not want to run a power cord across the sidewalk to get to the other plug. So the Christmas Kings assured us they could do enough lights. They're all going to be LED lights, so they don't they don't have a lot of power draw anyway. They can use 120-amp.
And it's on a timer, you said.
It's going to be on a timer. They're going to light every night at 6 o'clock and be off by 11.
And I understood that in the years past that the decorations stayed up for a long time.
Yes, the price includes them coming back on the 7th of January to remove all decorations.
Oh, very good. Okay.
To leave the park exactly as they found it.
Okay.
Which was a huge deal, and the veterans were upset about that, understandably.
Yeah.
And again, when you ask volunteers to do things, it doesn't always get done in a timely fashion. So that's why we decided that this would be better to have a professional company come in and do this for us. Also, our third question is, will Mr. Morissette be our contact person for this project? And if so, there is a possibility we may need to get into the breaker room on the day of installation, which is going to be towards the end of October. The exact date is not set yet. But we were wondering if we could have his contact information, or if he could get a hold of us prior to that, so we would know access to that room.
He would be your contact, and
okay.
It's al@wrightwoodcsd.org.
Oh, okay, so email him and do it that way rather than. Okay. And basically, that's, I mean, like I said, we're all set to go, and we're very excited about it. We hope to see you all there, and it should be a great holiday season.
I have a question.
Yes.
I'm guessing that the company is familiar with issues of wind. I know last year I found several ornaments in our parking lot over here.
We are having no ornaments. No ornaments on the tree. It's
okay.
It's all going to be LED lights. Some are going to be clear. Some are going to be strobing on and off. Some are going to be flashing. We're going to have some color on it and a big star on top.
No.
We will not have to worry about decorations blowing off.
Who takes care of, but, you know, who is taking care of the veterans area that that monitors that? I mean, should they approve the way that this company is going to put it on a tree? I know they care a lot about that tree.
I think Tom Pennard is
We have permission and the blessings of the veterans by doing this. That was one of their stipulations.
Uh-huh.
By using the tree, that we have a professional company come and do it.
Okay.
Michelle is also a member of the company.
Okay.
We are backed not only by the veterans, but by the Lions Club and the Wrightwood.
Okay, very good.
Chamber. Yes. That wouldn't come to me. So yes, everybody has been very excited about it.
Yeah.
We have, like I said, people were very, very generous with their donations, so we feel like this is something that the community will enjoy. So I would like to leave these cost estimations.
Can I have a question?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Does the fund that you raised, is this going to be sufficient to cover the power?
Yes.
Additional.
Yes, no, we have enough money to cover the power, depending on what the power costs are. If it really is $50 to $100, yes, we have that money available to us. If it runs short of that, I will personally guarantee the money to the CSD.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you.
Is the company bonded and licensed?
Yes, they are, sir. Okay. And they will bring their own lift with their own operators. That's always been a problem to get to the very top of that tree. It's
right.
Very high. And so they've come and look at it. We have talked to other towns that they do the trees at Marietta, and Marietta Chamber of Commerce has been very happy with their services. So we did shop around.
Sounds good.
The expense was enormous to me, but when
how much was it?
It's $5,000.
Holy cow!
Yeah. So, but again, they will guarantee if something goes wrong, they will be out here to fix it. We will have lights every night. Of the 45
days. Great work.
And a lot of companies were $10,000.
Yeah.
Basically, a lot of that is coming to our location
right.
to do it.
Right. I see.
And the lift.
And the lift and the bonding of the lift and the bonding of the operator using the lift. Again,
I see.
If you use volunteers, you have none of that. So.
Right.
So here
wow,
are the cost estimations
okay, thank
for you guys. Like I said, there's different ones on there. The first one is the one from the Christmas Kings.
Mm-hmm.
So, and like I said, this is what they do for a business, so I would assume...
Oh, so they're saying $12.50.
Yeah, and they're
okay.
saying $27 per month. So add half of that again.
I don't know if it's...
$12.
I don't think it's 12 cents a kilowatt hour, but... Oh, well, it is a
well,
night,
and you know what? I calculated on this one, I used the highest tier on my personal
yeah,
electric
right,
bill, which
right.
was 82
well,
cents.
Well, and it's only
and
6 hours.
And it's only 6 hours, and that at the highest is $36.90.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
$40 for the month, and then again half of that, so $60 for
yeah,
the entire 45 days.
Okay.
So there's three different.
Well, 6 hours makes a big difference.
I don't
yeah.
know how we would, you know, get that to the penny because it is all on the same meter.
Yeah.
As the community building,
yeah.
so it would be hard.
Yeah.
To judge how much exactly we were using, but
yeah.
again, if there is no money in the budget to donate the power to this project. Then we will gladly pay for it.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hello,
Wrightwood CSD and community members. My name is Michelle Krankel, and I'm actually the chairperson for the Wrightwood Christmas Tree Fund, which I'm so grateful that it's going to happen. I had a vision, like all of you here tonight, and it's going to come true, which is very exciting. So one thing I wanted to make sure I told you and the community was that though the lights will be twinkling and stuff, it will be tasteful. I promise it won't be a Vegas tree because I don't like that. I have a hard time with that. And so I just wanted to say thank you so much, and I appreciate the support.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you very much.
Well, I think you just mentioned it, but being a construction electrician for 40 years, did you say something about the wattage?
It's 1250, yeah.
1250 watts,
yeah.
Okay. Because sometimes people think a 20-amp breaker is going to hold, and we've had disappointments in the past with the tree.
Yes.
And it's really annoying when you've got hundreds of people out there and they won't light or trip the breaker, so that should be sufficient for a 20-amp.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm not sure there's any, I don't think there's any action we need to take on that other than...
Can you donate?
I think they should pay for the power, even though it's, I mean, everybody that comes into the community building or does anything, I mean, they have to pay something.
You know, I want to say something. The town of Murrieta hired the Christmas Kings 11 years ago because they had a similar problem with the tree in their town. And they said, commercially, it turned their town around. That tree of the holidays became something that people talked about and were drawn to. So let's hope that does that for our town as well. Yeah.
And not only for our community, but for our community businesses.
Yes, and our businesses.
Well, I mean, it's $30. I don't want to,
I would be inclined to just say that we should donate it. I don't think that's very much money at all. So
it's a low cost and compared to what it brings to the town.
Exactly.
I think it's pretty neat. And I remember, did you start this vision on Facebook?
Yeah.
I remember the very first post. So anyway, it's really neat to see where you've taken it and how many people in town support it.
I couldn't believe it was overwhelming.
Not many. It was overwhelming.
But,
yeah.
There was a few naysayers, and you know what? That's okay. That's okay. So I think what they were saying was they didn't want it to be like a Rockefeller tree. Well, trust me, we can't put decorations on it because they'll blow off.
Yeah.
It was just about the light.
It's
going
to be the lighting.
That's
and to make sure that it was uniform and a nice star on top.
Yeah.
And it made our town look proud, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
It made us look
Although we very much appreciated all the volunteers that have done it in the past.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, can we say that we'd want to make a motion to donate the power?
Sure. Sure.
I mean, Chuck, do you have anything to weigh in on?
No, my only concern, and it's not really a concern given the amount of money that we're talking about, but I would sure love to see our budget and actuals that we've spent. You know,
yeah.
We have stuff from Steve, we have stuff from Al, we have stuff from the plumbing people for fixing the bathrooms, those type of things,
insurance.
And insurance. But I don't know. Maybe you guys know those figures. I don't, and I would hate to think that when we finally get around to doing the budget, that all of a sudden we're over. And we've spent a lot of money so far, at least the impression is. As far as the Christmas tree and the $30, no, I'd support that right now, but I think it would behoove us all to, you know, make the budget a priority as far as where we stand.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's something that Al's working on, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And I would be fine on, working with Al on the budget and those type of things.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Certainly do that.
Yeah.
But I think that is definitely an important aspect that we need to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does somebody want to make a motion to donate the electricity to the...
I would like to make a motion to donate the electricity for the Christmas tree lighting for November 24th through January 7th.
I'll second the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed, the motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Parks and Recs budget.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Item 7, discussion update on dump car production mailing. I just thought I'd have a lot of people here with pitchforks and torches. But they're holding off apparently. So the dump cars are all out. There are mistakes, you know, that are going to happen from this, both from us and from the county. The county supplies us with the data for both the mailing and the physical address, and that has been screwed up on, you know, it's just normal stuff, and it doesn't look like they didn't have a good mechanism or procedure for keeping this stuff updated. So we have our own database, and so we'll keep this stuff much better updated. I know that if anybody has problems with their dump card, they can send it to dumpcards@wrightwoodcsd.org, and I'm fielding those questions right now. We have our own card machine, so we can make our own cards. If something's wrong, we can make a new dump card. Away we go. It's gonna be a little rough, I think. I don't know. Hank, you and I have been emailing back and forth, and hopefully we get whatever problems we got there solved.
I got my residence today, but I didn't get any others.
Okay.
I do have a question.
Okay.
Is there anything else besides the address of the property that identifies it, like the APN number?
The APN number is really the king. It's the physical address and the APN.
On the card?
It is. The county had the mailing address on the card, which I didn't understand. But so, you know, I just decided I'll put the physical address on there instead. It seemed like that was much more meaningful and easier to track down. There are some people in that live on Desert Front Road that the county shut off all their cards by mistake. Because they killed all of, you know, all the old cards, and so they killed their cards too, because I guess they saw Wrightwood in the name. So they're correcting that. But I will say the county's working hard on their end to sort of clean up their procedures. The rate is different. The tipping rate or the rate that gets charged to the CSD is different than if you were just a regular person going there and paying. So if you went there with just a bag of trash, it'd be $13. No matter what. If it weighed 4 pounds, it'd be $13. If you have your dump card, it's 3 cents a pound. It's a lot different. that's all I have to say on that.
We did come across many Wrightwood cards that had Wrightwood physical addresses, but not mailing addresses. And when they were turned into the post office, they handed them straight back to us. And so there was no way that we could get them to those people. So if you hear, you know, friends that live up here and are missing, there's a chance that they are just in the office and we have no way of locating their mailing address because it was only their physical address.
And we have had a few people submit their email to dumpcards@brightwoodcsd.org and with that very circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a box of those things. We just go back and find it.
Yep.
And then they come over and get it and I just give it to them. So it'll be rough in the beginning, but we'll get it worked out.
It was a lot of work.
It was a lot of work.
Licking 2,000 envelopes in a day. Not licking, but sponging. It was awful.
Okay. And so nothing really, no action on that. Item 8, director's comments. Anybody have any comments? Chuck, you have any comments?
Well, I would like to thank the board members. I'm very shocked that I'm sitting here with you. I'm very happy to be sitting here. I hope that we can work together and basically come up with some good things for the community, which I know we will.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, any other comments?
I just wanted to thank all the others who applied for coming and for interviewing. It really was a difficult choice. I appreciate everything you guys had to offer.
Yeah, I want to second that. It was tough. There's a lot of good candidates, so it's a lucky problem, really. It's a high class problem.
I hope to see those names on a ballot in the future and to have a chance to vote. You know.
Well, you will.
I think Tom's the best candidate. I think what the CSD has to do in the next few years, he's the best choice. And
well,
thanks,
thanks for saying that.
She just said she'd stay as my secretary.
Excuse me. I realize that this is not put for public comments, but I talked with Shannon about Okay. About the flag being half-mast, and she said that the county notified her at one time they had a procedure.
Oh.
We need to have a procedure to let us know when officially there is a half-mast requirement.
Yeah, I have no idea how that works.
I don't.
Yeah.
I know that we had it.
You do, Lynn?
Lynn, there is an email, at least about the recent administration, that comes from the White House.
Oh.
And you go to, there's a place you can sign up. I don't get them.
So it's a mailing list?
It's an email list from the White House telling you when they're to officially be lowered and raised again.
Well, that's pretty neat.
So search the White House.
Can you have Al take care of that and let the veterans people know?
Yeah, that's pretty neat. Okay, thank you. Okay.
Check with the fire department because they can also take care of local and state people.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right, so Shannon is here to fill in for the general manager report. I asked her to come over because just to give us a quick report on the facilities, sort of how things are going, how goes the war against the leaks, things like that. And I think, I will say that the water bill was hugely reduced. I know it's a mundane thing, but boy, it was $800 one time, and now it's $447. So obviously the leaks are much better than they were. It doesn't mean we've won yet. Got to keep going. There's more leaks, right? There was some leaks, and did Eli come over and get that fixed?
Yeah, that one got fixed.
Okay. And the I'm sorry, one second, Glenn. And getting those sewer pipes straightened out made a huge difference. I think Al went over that last time. Is there any other comments you have on any of the facilities or anything that needs to be fixed or stands out that we're ignoring? Could you, I don't know, does that mic not work at all?
I can talk loud.
Okay, all right.
So I just kind of wrote down some of the things that are going on right now.
Okay.
The third quarter billings went out yesterday in the amount of $2,130.45.
Uh-huh.
Billings are for the groups that use the building either on a weekly or a monthly basis. And normally the payments will come in within the next 1 to 2 weeks.
Okay, very good.
And we also changed the alarm company from ADT to Turner Alarm.
Right.
And with Turner Alarm, we're going to have an app now where we can track if the alarm is set. So if the groups don't set the alarm, we're going to know now.
Mm-hmm. And I think the big thing with Turner was that they were going to report the alarms over the internet instead of over the landline, so therefore we could cancel the landline and all that stuff, because the county really still owns that.
Yeah, and the phones haven't been transferred yet. It's kind of a process. You have to call up and request paperwork. They send it. You have to fill it out. Then it has to be taken to the county and signed off by them and then mailed out back to them.
Mm-hmm.
So the phone, that hasn't been taken care of yet. We're still working on it.
Yeah, okay. Okay. All right. Is there any other items that, I'm sorry.
Have the alarm code been changed over?
So that's something we're going to do when Al gets back from vacation.
But it's currently the same.
Yeah.
It's
currently the same.
Currently has the same code right now, but when he comes back from vacation, we're going to be assigning new codes. So each group is going to have their code. And that way, when we look at the app and we see if the alarm's not set, we can see which code was used.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
And Al would like to come up with some sort of procedure where people are basically going to be signing, saying they're not going to be giving away their code to other people. Because right now, everybody's using everybody's code from, I guess.
Yeah, why even have a code?
Previous.
You don't need one.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
right.
And then this was already brought up, but I was going to bring up the baby swing at the children's park.
Yeah.
That had to be cut down. And
right.
We did retrieve the swing from the fire department, but it was damaged due to not the fire department cutting it down, but I guess the parents had tried to cut the child out of the swing prior to the fire department getting there. So we need to purchase a new swing.
All right.
So we haven't gotten any pricing on that.
Okay.
And then as far as things that need to be repaired, the refrigerator had to get repaired again. It was repaired in July, and it was pretty much the same issue.
Mm.
It's not staying cold.
Right.
So we had to have some minor repairs on that again.
Okay.
And also the dishwasher is out of compliance with the health department.
Yeah.
And we did have someone come out and look at it, and he, well, from what Al said, he wouldn't tell Al what was wrong with it, and then he was supposed to come back in a couple of days and fix it, and he never showed up.
Nice.
So
okay.
We need to find another company to look at that.
Wouldn't say what was wrong.
Yeah. So not really quite sure what the issue with that was, but he never came back.
Okay. All right.
And then another issue is the bathrooms. We've had a couple of complaints about them being locked so early.
Well, when are they being locked? They're being locked at 8, right?
Well, we put a sign on at 6 o'clock, and so me and Al are taking turns locking them, and it just kind of, you know, varies when we get over here if things are going on in the evening. So usually when I do it, usually it's closer to 8. I think when Al does it, right at 6.
Oh, okay.
But I have had a couple of complaints. We have had a couple of incidents of people going to the bathroom back behind the gate, that's kind of kitty corner to those bathrooms. So it seems to be always in front of the gate that the farmer's market uses, and they find that nice surprise when they come in on Fridays to get their signs up.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, Shannon. Thanks. Any comments from you guys on that? Okay. All right.
Did you miss something?
What's that?
I was just asking Glenn. He had stood up. No.
Okay. Oh, that's true. I forgot about you. Did you have a comment or something?
Oh, I did, yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Is it germane now? Oh, no, we're past, way past, but just after Hank's first comment and after Hank's second comment. So, let's see. Al was going to meet with me about water. And he left the country, apparently.
Yeah.
He'll be back, and that's when I expect that we will take a look at the issue that we were talking about before.
Right.
As far as the swing goes, professional equipment's usually supplied by, well, there's a couple of companies, with Dave Bang, D-A-D-E-B-A-N-G, is a professional company, so that's where you get the leather piece under the rubber piece and various other swing set pieces that are professional quality.
Okay. Thank you,
Glenn.
All right, future board meetings and agenda items. Oh, John?
Natalie mentioned it earlier, and I think it'd be a good idea if we had it on the agenda permanently to have county agency reports at each regular general monthly meeting.
Yeah, I think that's good. I just overlooked it on this agenda.
So the things that I've written down during this meeting that need to go on were first agency reports, handicap parking, and the budget.
Okay. So when our next meeting be?
One quick, the next agenda item, and Chuck, you know what's going on. We're revisiting our plans for 2018, use of the building and stuff. One thing we noticed when we had the ice cream social, and by the way, thank you, Shannon, it worked great, was requirements for insurance. So we're asking that, can you get on publishing, you know, for a little 501(c) versus, say, something like the community garden, what is the policy going to be on insurance? So what we need to do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And that reminds me, when Randy mentioned the community garden, it wasn't on the agenda for this time, but the one-town proposal, have you and Leo had anything to report on that, or Do you want to add that to the agenda for?
We can put it on the agenda for the next time. We don't have anything significant to report at this point. We're still gathering information from Al. And,
okay.
Cool. So, yeah.
We'll
when Leo gets back in town, then we can hopefully.
Do we know when Al is back?
Yeah, October 9th.
October 9th.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Wes, I think you were asking when the next regular board meeting is. It's the first Tuesday of November.
Of November.
November 7th, 7 p.m. here.
Is the calendar open for us then?
I think it's. If we've
are we scheduled for the next?
Yeah, I think we calendar
okay.
it to it.
You're on the calendar.
December.
Okay.
The next year.
Good.
Right.
All the first Tuesdays. All the way through 2018 as well. Okay, great.
Thank you.
Do we know if we're in a position to be able to, when we discuss the budget next council meeting, is whether we have like check registers? Do we know how much we actually owe people right
yeah.
now? Because I know a lot of people have put off their billing for us. Okay.
Yep. Okay. Future board meetings, agenda items, did that. Okay, this meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.
Okay.